Satnam, hello.
Satnam,
it's Amrit Kaur. Hi, dear. Who else
hi.
Is calling?
Hi, Inder from New Jersey. Satnam.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hari Das from Minnesota.
From Minnesota?
Yes.
Oh, good. Welcome.
Thank you. Formerly of Southeast Alaska.
Oh, really? Well, is the temperature about the same?
It's actually chillier here in Minnesota, but I thought I would mention that just so it may help you make a, you know, make the connection.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad.
Hargo Man.
Hi, Hargo Man.
Hello, City Guard.
Who was that?
Harvey.
Oh, hi, Kudurabi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Great.
Our other course is about to start, right?
Oh, I know, it's exciting.
Started already. Okay, here we go. So, sit straight, please. Palms together, if you can. Eyes at the third eye point. And calm yourself. Begin long, deep breathing. And inhale to begin. Feel like the air is coming out of your heart.
Satnam.
Satnam. Heart breath. And now, expand your heart breath to all the other people in this class and who will be listening to the recording. Now send it to everyone who needs it. Yeah. Good. Inhale and exhale. Good, and welcome. Excuse me. Baba Sudhichan says he's so happy you're here.
You're here?
He says he's so happy that you have braved the wild and woolies of wherever you live. In other words, is it cold or snowy anywhere?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Texas.
Texas, it's cold and snowy. Oh, my gosh.
5 inches of snow.
Oh, brother. Well, congratulations for braving all the wild and woolly. Okay, he says, oh, he's acting like it's Groundhog Day. He says, yep, there's some more winter, he says. Okay, so let's see what he wants to talk about today. Oh, he says, it's almost, how can I say, it's kind of a little bit like scolding and impatient, but it's not, you know, heavy. He says, you all have hearts. He says, you have hearts, and you need to know what an important tool a heart is. He says, it is magnificent. It is glorious. And through the ages, people have made little cartoons and valentines and all of that stuff. He says, but a heart, he says, is how you reach the infinite. He says, he's saying how you control the universe. Let's see what he means by that. he says, you have no recognition of how powerful a human heart is. He says, you can reach to the nether regions of the universe. He said, you can, and on the other end, you can reach the coziest depths of your own self, and you can also share that with others. He says, you can reach the depths of others. He says, the culture that we live in is so darn superficial, he says. He says, there are moments of depth, but he says, if you only knew of the huge heartbreaks that people suffer, if you only knew of the alienation, if you only knew of of the lack of reality that people sort of ride on or glom onto. He said the lack of reality comes from not being totally immersed in your heart, which is huge. He said that is all the Piscean. He says that's a Piscean difficulty. It's like a fence that keeps you from being who you are. And who you are divine beings. You are absolutely divine beings, and you reach that through your heart. He says there are other means too, you know, of course, through your third eye, through your tenth gate, and so on. He says, but to reach your total humanity, in other words, the earth self and your heavenly self, he says, that is heart. He says, did you feel that when you were doing heart breath? He says, when you do heart breath, he says, don't keep it small. He says, first of all, enjoy it. Feel the yumminess of it for your own self. He says, feel that glistening. Feel that coziness. Feel that. He says, it's like the most yummy thing. It's like a cold lemonade on a hot day. It's like cozy booties on a cold day. He says, feel the depth in yourself and feel the affection. He says, right now, he says, just breathe a bit. He says, just breathe, do a little heart breath. And now he says, I want you to feel my affection for you. In your heart. He says, just feel it now. He says, let my affection totally penetrate every bit of you. Let it come in through your heart and spread through your whole body and through your whole psyche. Let it penetrate every bit of stress, of worry, confusion, upset. And he said, let it compound any blissful experience, anything that is supporting you. He said, just let my love move in. because you like that? Okay, and now he says, now this incredible, he's kind of saying ambiance, but it's deeper than that. Let this incredible feeling, he says, now move it. He says, use your breath. And he says, now that you have your own foundation, now that you have your own stability in this, he calls it free flow, freedom, free support. He says, now that you have that, he says, I want you to expand it. He says, please expand it. He says, let this beautiful heart find its way to anyone who needs it. If you know the person or not, just allow this incredible affection. Let it go to someone who needs it. And maybe somebody who's sick, somebody who is not well in their own heart, somebody who's giving you a big problem, and somebody maybe you don't even know. Just allow it to penetrate. Allow it to flow. Keep doing that while I talk. He said the greatest heartbreak on earth is not allowing the infinity of your own heart to flow. He said that is the biggest heartbreak. And he wants you to know that it's always available to you to allow it to flow within yourself and then also to flow to others. Even though the other person may be coming to attack you. He says, doesn't matter. He says, get that heart flowing. He says, if a person's coming to love you, that's cool. Just join up. Good. And now he wants you to take it to the unlimited space. Take that affection, that heart, to the unlimited space and be there. Be there totally. Or I should say, bring it here. Merge as one. In total affection, he says, you can live in this total affection. You can. As you choose to, you can live in it. So just give up your wheels and woes to this affection. He says, let this beautiful heart, this affection, wash those wheels and woes. Good. And now he says, please listen to me in your heart. Listen to me in your heart. I'm going to tell you a secret right now, he says. I'm going to tell you something special. So just listen or feel. Good, he says, keep it. It's such a blessing for you. And he says, I love you. And it's like he's on a magic carpet right now. He says, I love you. And he's like throwing magic sprinkles all over the place. Stay in that. He says, now that's a channel that we have finally tuned into. Finally, and you have found it on your dial. He says, now click on the automatic set button. Click on the automatic set button so that you will know, so that you will easily return here all the time. He says, you have the frequency now. Just put it, set it. He says, won't we have a boisterously good time? Yes, we will. Good. Okay, now inhale. And exhale. And breathe. Sort of covering everybody with a sort of cozy blanket now. Oh, good. He thanks you all for coming. He says, and this cozy blanket is, it's really sort of put us in a community, a sharing. Good. Okay, so who would like to share their experience? Anybody?
I will.
Is this Amrit?
Yes.
Hi, Amrit. Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. My experience is as I'm doing the heart breath and I'm expanding it out around myself, but then I put a vision of the world in my hands, and as I'm holding the world in my hands, I'm surrounding the heart breath and permeating the world with the heart breath.
Mm. Cool. How does that feel?
Very expansive. It feels very expansive, and it feels very very nurturing. It's like I'm actually watching the world breathe in and out with it.
Oh, so cool! And he says, and people don't think that they have any power. He says you have so much power. He says we just need you to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. And how's Elias, your doggie?
He's actually moving along, thankfully. He's getting a little stronger every day, and I'm very, very grateful.
Good. And this is the puppy that Mother City Chun brought healing to.
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Now, anybody else? I should say, who else can share?
This is Sadanam.
Hi, Sadanam.
Hi. I felt the connection to those fibers, you know, that healing session I had with you where I had the sense of being connected to these luminous fibers.
And so wonderful.
And I had completely forgotten about it until it said, you know, feel what you're feeling. And it was like, I felt them.
You felt it?
Yeah.
That's
I felt
cool. A real good reconnection with it. Conscious reconnection with it.
Mm-hmm.
He says that as we do our own sadhana, as we keep up, he says, we unconsciously are on that expansion, that healing, calls it a healing belt, which is kind of like a conveyor belt moving energy through the universe.
Mm-hmm.
He says we're on it all the time. He says, both giving and receiving, he says that's what makes up your earth and creation, he says, that network. He says, but when you do it consciously, it makes it bigger exponentially. And when you talk about the luminous fibers, it sounds like Avatar to me.
Oh.
You
know?
There are a lot of luminous fibers in that.
Yeah, I like the little creatures, you know.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? We would love to hear from you.
This is Hari Atma from Alaska.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi. I didn't feel anything. I don't want to say I didn't feel anything, but I feel like I'm doing the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, when we did it, and how my husband said, wow, you've changed so much. But I really don't feel like I'm doing anything different. And I don't feel, mm-hmm. You know, those esoteric things that people feel. I just don't feel them. And
mm-hmm.
I wonder if I'm just not in my body or what. But I don't feel anything.
Okay.
Like that.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Let's ask it. What is it? What's happening? Okay, so now he's asking you to breathe again, okay?
Okay.
Long deep breath. Long deep breath. And breathing the energy out of your heart. Oh, he says, Hari Atma, it's very important that you relax. It's really important.
So I'm not relaxed? Is that what he's saying?
Huh?
He's saying I'm not relaxed?
Well, he's saying it's really important to be relaxed so that you're not like, how can I say, your energy is not choking up so that it's not being stopped. It's like being totally relaxed. Almost. Hmm? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, so just feel it. Breathe it and feel it. And as you do it, let your belly relax. Let your hands relax. And he says, and let your heart relax. He says, perhaps your heart is on hypervigilance. Just let it relax. Okay, how does that feel? Do you have any feeling?
No.
No.
I feel the same as I did before. I don't feel anything, but I mean, I kind of feel like I'm not all here because of what everybody else said. You know, it's like I don't feel, you know, like what they said. I don't feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I might not
so,
be... I guess I'm not relaxed. I don't know.
Okay. Well, he says, don't feel guilty about it, he says. Do not feel guilty about it.
Okay.
He says, oh, were you able to do your sadhana this morning?
Not all of it. I got up late, and I didn't get through my yoga set before the call came.
Oh, okay. Because it's early there. It's early in Alaska.
Yeah. And I've been having a hard time doing sadhana. Yes, I have. I have done my meditations in the evening, and it's like a bear to get me up, and my motivation is zilch. And I just feel like, you know, I'm at my wit's end most of the time. About everything.
Right. Okay, so it sounds like relaxing is in order. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and relaxing will help bring what we call body and soul together. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, he says, please take the time in your sadhana to totally relax. He says, with the meditations, with the breath, with everything, totally, totally relax. He says, that's where your heart lives. That's where your infinity lives. But it's important to relax into it. and at least give yourself that opportunity for those hours of the morning.
Well, that so what that means is just being with each moment in the posture and in the body and in the meditation, right? I mean,
you
really
got it, dear.
Yeah, like feeling your body and all that. But I still feel the split. You know, I felt the split for a while, and I don't know what'll get me back. But yeah, I know there's
okay. So maybe we need to work on that a little bit more about bringing body and soul back together.
Yeah.
Okay, good. He says yes, we'll do it.
Okay.
My message was that I'm enough.
Oh, good. Who is this?
So maybe that's something that, yes. Maybe that's something that can help her too. If you know, not to feel that she's not enough, and then you know, think she's not doing enough, being enough.
Yeah.
Because she is, right? We all are.
Good.
We're enough.
Hey, Atma, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm not enough. I did that a while ago. I did do the mantra, I am enough, because, yeah, I was doing everything under the sun, and it was like you were saying, I'm not relaxing, but my life had taken such a switch and turn that I felt like I needed to grab every Bonnie and meditation, and what else can I do, you know, what else can I do,
mm-hmm.
what else can I do, you know, to get me to feel,
mm-hmm.
to turn the situation around that I needed to turn around, whether it's my health, my relationship, or whatever. And what would happen is just the opposite. It was almost like God was saying, threw me a whammy or something and said, you need to relax. I guess that's what it was. You need to, you know, just give up the thing that, give up the thing,
surrender.
The thought that you are the doer. It's not
called
you.
Surrender.
Yeah, surrender, thank you, that's it.
And, yes,
but
it
there's there's a difference between surrender and giving up.
I don't know. Sometimes I've had to give up in order to surrender.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It's just like, you know, some days I just say, why bother? It's like, why get up? Why should I get up? I mean, why should I get up and experience a day that is so miserable? But then I think, well, you know, I mean, then it's my attitude really needs to shift. And I need to think, be grateful that I have another day to experience the shit or whatever, you know. Challenges. I get another day to you know, but I don't, a lot of times don't look at it like that. And
there you go. It's a switch of mind.
It's
a switch of mind. And when I say giving up, I don't mean going hopeless. I mean giving up entirely to whatever you want to call it, to God, the universe, to Guru, you just can't do it anymore. Take over, please.
Give up to
you
trust.
Know what I mean? Yeah, trust.
Yeah.
Very important. Very important.
Yeah, and I have in my life, when I've been at the lowest of the lowest of the lowest, my faith in God Almighty, you know, that source that just has always been with me, has really shown me many different things. But this time, I feel like, I don't know, I feel kind of caught. In the crossfires, you know. But yeah, and I know to keep up, and I know to do my cold showers better, and all this and that. But it's just, you know, I still
try practicing that. Try practicing, excuse me, surrender and relaxing when you do your meditations and bhanis. Okay. Try that and see what happens. Okay.
And be kind to herself.
It will shift, I have to say that. This is Harry Inder. I just want to make some comment. Maybe this will make you feel better. That all you have to do is just keep going, keep going. My situation did not change, but my energy shifted. I'm not afraid anymore.
Oh,
not scared anymore. So whatever I have in my life, it didn't change, still the same, but I changed because of the practice, and everything shifted, and I see it completely different, completely, and there is really, almost I want to say, like, I'm happy, and nothing changed.
Oh.
So all I have to say to you, just keep going, it will shift, and one day you're going to go, wow. What happened? And it's you that's going to shift.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful. Thank you. And that's saying a great deal, Adiendra. I really appreciate your contributing that. Do you feel encouraged, Hadiatma?
A bit. Well, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Rake it in. These people are sending you love in real incredible direction.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really do. It's... I appreciate everybody.
The lowest point is always the biggest opportunity.
She needs to offer herself some kindness.
One at a time.
She needs to be kind to herself. Offer herself kindness.
Good. You got that, honey?
And nurturing for herself.
Fabulous. Okay. And who else spoke?
I said the lowest point is really... You have 1,000 more opportunities to wake up than the person that's just on an even keel, only has a few doors. So if you're at your lowest point, it's like 1,000,000 doors to walk through to wake up. Just walk through one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just walk. Walk through one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got more opportunities than all of us here right now that
that's
seem to be happy or whatever.
Wonderful. And they all can be opened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. All of these people are speaking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Experience. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. They're all supporting you with their great experience. Well, thank you so much, everybody. That was wonderful. Thank you so much for your help. And Hadiatma, everybody is sending you love to help you through.
Thank you.
Everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
So what Baba Siddhichan said, to open your heart to somebody who needs it, well, let's do it for Hadiatma.
Oh.
I think that would be good.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Good. Yeah. So let's just do it now. Let's just do it now, and then we'll go into long time sun. Long deep breath. Energy from your heart. This is a group healing for you, Hadiatma. You're in the middle of it right now.
Oh, thank you.
Just receive it, dear. Relax and receive it. Good. Let it flower. Let it flower. Good, and now palms together, and now we're going to sing this for everybody, and then especially to Hadiatma. Okay, thank you. May the long time sun shine upon all around you, and the good within you. Guide your way up, guide your way up, guide your way up. the same one that flows through all of us and flows through all of our hearts. And blessed healing and love to all. God bless you,
too.
You all.
Thank you. Satnam, dear.
Satnam.
Thank you for your help.
Satnam.
Yeah.
Satnam, Guru. Satnam, Guru.
Thank you.